A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Erevin Ayin Zayin, Erevin 77, pagination page 153. So 77A, Ayin Zayin Amar Aleph, about 17 lines from the top. The first word on the line is the word Torah. That's a good place to start. Okay? Our topic over here continues on the theme of Erev Chatzeros. And as we mentioned yesterday, there needs to be an opening between the two yards in order to join them. If you have a wall in between them, or a ditch, which is effectively the same status, it forms a division between the yards. What we're saying is it doesn't matter whether you're going up 10 tefachim or you're going down 10 tefachim, but if there is this gap of 10 tefachim, around 40 inches, that's going to be a division, and unless you have a doorway, or as we mentioned yesterday, a window, these two yards are separate of each other. So the first thing is to clarify this concept of height and depth, and would there be any way to change it? We mentioned the concept of ladders if you're dealing with a height. We will mention the concept of filling in the ditch, or if you did fill in the ditch with something, what kind of something would make it considered filled in, and what kind of something is so temporary that we will still envision it as a ditch that goes down 10 tefachim and remains as a separation. For example, if you filled it with straw, which was something that they might take on Shabbos apparently, then it's considered a temporary fill. Whereas if you filled it with dirt, that would be considered an official fill. Even though if you analyzed it, you would see stone walls, 10 tefachim deep, and it's filled with dirt, but halachically we envision it as one, it's covered in, it's done, now it's level ground, even though it's different materials. So you would have to analyze whether the height is really there, as we've been doing, and likewise if the depth is really there. But assuming that you're dealing with a straightforward case, height or depth, the discussion of our Gemara is, are the parties of the adjoining yards allowed to use the height of the wall? In other words, I understand they're not allowed to transfer to the other yard, but are they allowed to take from the top of the wall and use it for themselves? And likewise, if there's this ditch which has fruit in it, are they allowed respectively to take fruit from that center area? I understand they can't put food into the other person's yard or take from there, but can they deal with the middle yard each for their own uses? And what we'll see is that yes, they could, unless the top of the wall or the ditch is more applicable to one of them. Give a quick example. If you have a slope and there's this ditch